and a letter box.
No, but a sardine can.
Correct. Pay that man $8. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
At the bottom.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. Another half hour in radio's biggest hatch of movies with Lulu McConnell, George Shelton, Harry McNaughton, Don Novick's Rhythm Butchers, and the zaniest of the zanies, Tom Howard.
Thank you, Johnny, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Friday means fish, so here's that fishy quiz program again with a board of experts who are so dumb they think a steam shovel is used to shovel steam. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled Variety in Your Diet, or Everything Comes to Him Who Orders Hash. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
I imagine.
Yes, dedicated to Miss McConnell.
Oh, fine.
Yes. Lulu, Lulu, will you get up? Mother, I'm not able. Lulu, Lulu, you must get up. The horse wants to use the stable.
Next, we have a woman who leads a very conventional life. She follows all conventions. A woman whose husband gave her girdle away in the scrap drive. Now she's suing him for non-support. Here she is, Miss Lulu McConnell.
Mr. Howard.
Yeah.
I almost had an accident last week.
You had an accident almost?
Me and my old man had a fight.
Yeah.
And he threw me out of the second-story window.
Oh, my.
And I landed on a pile of bricks.
Oh, you landed on a pile of bricks? You don't look as if you got hurt much.
No, but it was just luck.
Just luck?
If that pile of brick hadn't have been there, I'd have landed right on the hard cement pavement.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you were lucky.
Yeah.
All right, next we have a man who used to be nervous and jerky, but he isn't nervous anymore. You've heard of Whistler's mother. Here he is, Frankenstein's father, Mr. George Shelton.
Say, you know, Mr. Hart, I ain't been feeling so good lately.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, good news. So last week, I sent a specimen of my blood to Washington.
Yeah?
And I got a letter back this morning.
You sent blood to Washington?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Well, hey, wait, I'll read the letter to you. It says, Dear Mr. Shelton, we are pleased to inform you that a patent has been granted you for your new spot remover.
Well, you have met the experts. Now, let's get on with the program. Here's the first question for the evening. In the new moving picture entitled Wilson, what is the name of the president the movie is about? No help from the audience, please.
Mr. Howard, if I'm not too inquisitive, was he ever president of the United States?
A very good question, Mr. McNaught.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will answer that. That's right.
Yeah, but which one? There was a lot of presidents.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
I can name them all.
Oh,
there was Washington.
Yeah.
There was Grant.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
was Washington.
You said Washington before.
He served two
he
terms.
He served two yeah. terms. All right.
Then there was Grant. Say, you remember Grant, don't you, Miss McConnell?
Oh, sure. I do all my shopping in his store.
Oh, cut it out, please. All your shopping. Miss McConnell, why don't you shut your mouth? Now, if you don't, I'm coming over there and shut it.
Yeah? How are you going to get back?
Now, let's get back to the question. It's about the movies.
Well, see, Mr. Howard, speaking about the movies, I have a horse that wants to join Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer?
He doesn't care much for Metro-Goldwyn, but he's crazy to meet one of the mayors.
I can see that. That has nothing to do whatsoever with the question.
I was in a picture once.
Okay.
I was in love with a boy, and he was in love with me.
I see. Who was the boy, Boris Karloff? Let's get on there, please.
You know, I took my girl to a picture, Miss Todd. I took her to see Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Did you enjoy the kissing scene in the balcony?
Yeah, but the usher put us out.
Thank you.
I could pick up a second-handed organ someplace. I'd get rid of that orchestra. Well, here is the next question. This question will require a great deal of thought, so listen very closely.
Yes.
Here it is. The evening before November 1st is called Halloween. Can you tell me what month this falls in? Now, concentrate.
Well, Mr. Howard, I don't see anything very difficult about that question.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that.
It's about Halloween, isn't it?
That's right.
See that? Nothing to it.
Yeah.
What's the next question?
What's the next question? Please, it's not that easy. You haven't answered this question.
No?
You told me what the question was about. I want you to tell me the correct answer.
I don't like Halloween.
Who cares?
Last Halloween, somebody stole our gate.
Yeah, did you take offense?
Did you take... Now, you see what you...
Did you take offense?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I imagine. And start that again.
You know, I'll never forget last Halloween. I got my nose broken.
On you, it looks good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I called up a guy. I got him out of bed to answer the phone. Then I said, guess who?
Yeah.
And I hung up.
Good. Are you a rat?
I know, yeah. But I say, tell me, Mr. Sheldon, how did you get your nose broken?
He guessed who.
You know how I love Halloween. Last Halloween, I went around ringing doorbells.
You did?
Yes, I sold 3 full of brushes. Then I went to a Halloween party and they served hot dogs, but they didn't have any meat in them.
Hot dogs without meat in them?
Yes, you see, they were hollow weenies.
Oh, now, stop, will you? Wait a minute, what are you laughing at?
Ooh, they took offense.
They took offense. Worse. Look, I'm trying to get you to answer this. Let me help you out. Look, we have January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September.
Yeah.
Now, what comes after September?
February, which has 28 except Milwaukee, and that's in Wisconsin.
That's in Wisconsin. Thank you. Glad to hear that. Now, right here's where we have some help from the studio audience. We've invited 2 members of the audience up here on the stage. They can ask the experts a question. If they get an intelligent answer, we give them the deed to the Pentagon building in Washington. If they don't, we give them 2 tickets for last week's broadcast. While Johnny is bringing our guests to the microphone, let's have some music from our Misfit Orchestra. Last time this bunch played the Donkey Serenade, the monkeys went out on a sit-down strike. Here they are. Dr. Novick and his Boilermakers playing Port and Peasant. Good. They shot the guy, which is no more than right. Boy, if that was port and peasant, I'll take arsenic and old lace. I might announce at this point, ladies and gentlemen, that Dr. Novik's orchestra can be hired out to haunt houses, scatter turkeys, and empty theaters. Who is our first guest this evening, Mr. Roberts?
Our first guest tonight, Mr. Howard, is Carpenter's Mate First Class Earl Ballard of the United States Navy.
Oh, fine. How do you do, Earl Ballard? This is indeed a pleasure, and thank you a lot for coming up. Where's your hometown, Earl? We're kind of curious.
Lake Tahoe, California.
Lake Tahoe, California. My.
Oh, way out in California,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Lake Tahoe. If you're
Lake
out that
Tahoe.
Way, Mr. Sheldon, drop in.
Well, put cheese on my bread and call me butter.
Yeah.
I used to work in that town.
Ah, cut it out. How many towns have you worked in?
Well, how many weeks have we been on the air?
All right, never mind.
No, I did. I worked in that town. I was a dentist in a baker shop.
You were a dentist in the baker shop?
I used to put the filling in the cream puffs.
Nice, tough job.
Don't let him annoy you, Mr. Ballard. How long have you been in the service, sir?
A little over 2 years.
2 years. Congratulations. What'd you do before you entered the service?
I was a carpenter.
Oh, a carpenter. Well, it's plain to see you're going to make a good sailor, or you do make a good-looking sailor, rather.
Mr. Howard?
Yes?
I met a nice sailor on the beach last summer.
Last summer?
Now, he buried me in the sand.
You know what he was doing.
He did, eh? What happened?
Oh, I waited 3 days. Nothing happened. So I dug myself out.
I see. That's why you made a mistake. All right. Let's get on here. Stop babbling and pay attention to our guest here. Are you in New York on a furlough?
No, sir. I'm temporarily stationed here.
Oh, I see. I see. That's fine. Well, I might say we are more than happy to have you with us here this evening.
I should say so. Well, what's your first name, honey?
Earl.
Earl,
yeah.
Oh, that's a cute name, isn't it?
Earl?
I just love that name, Earl.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a cute kid, too, ain't he?
Yeah, he's a sailor.
Well, you can just call me Bolivar. I'm always on time.
Man, you got a shape like Big Ben, too.
You should talk, you old worn-out pipe cleaner.
Thank
you. Why, you're so thin, when you go to a party, they use you to cut the cake with.
Right. Will you reach into the dunce cap to pick out a question for us, Earl? And would you be kind enough to read the question when you get a hold of one? Just take your time and read it right into the microphone, if you will, please.
Name three wild animals found in the United States.
Now, that's a very good question. I think it's too intelligent for this program, though. Name three wild animals found in the United States. Now, I'll give you a hint. It's a rather a difficult question, so I'll try and help you. There's a city in New York State named after one.
City in New York State.
I got it. Syracuse.
I said wild animals. Syracuse is not a wild animal.
That's right. I was thinking of dangaroos.
Well, that's the... dangaroos. A wild animal?
Well, I saw one of them up at the zoo.
You did, really? A dangaroos?
Yeah, well, there was a sign on the cage. It said, don't feed the animals, dangaroos.
Dangaroos. Mr. Sheldon, may I inform you, I've really seen better heads on the end of umbrellas. Dangaroos. Let's get on with the question. Three wild animals. The one I'm trying to get is the one that has his picture on the buffalo nickel. Now, what is his name?
Now, if we only had a nickel, we could find out.
Yeah. Miss McConnell, let me ask you something, Miss McConnell. You played in a good many theaters all over the country in your time, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever play Shea's Theater in Buffalo?
Oh, sure. Mike Shea?
Yeah.
Grand person, Mr. Howard.
He was a fine man. Then what town was his theater in?
Toronto, Canada.
Now, look. I agree with you. There was a Shea's Theater in Toronto, but that's not the one I mean. That was ran by Mr. Shea's brother, Jerry. The one I'm talking about is the one in New York State.
Well, Mike Shea had a theater in Buffalo, New York.
Now, fine. Now, what is the name of the animal?
Moosehead Canada.
Moosehead Canada. Look, Miss McConnell, I'll admit that's close, but stay out of Canada.
Why, what's the matter with Canada?
But... there's nothing the matter with Canada.
Well, what are you telling people to stay out of it for?
I didn't tell anyone to stay out of Canada.
You certainly did. I heard you with my own eyes.
Yeah, with your own eyes. That's how you talk, with your ears, too. Look, Canada is a great country.
The idea, telling people to stay out of Canada.
Look.
You're going to get a lot of letters on that remark.
All right, please. Listen, you cheeseheads, I told no person to stay out of Canada.
You told Miss McConnell.
But she isn't a person.
Oh, I'm not. Well, what am I?
Oh, even the quiz kids couldn't answer that one. Let's go out here. Sit down. You're rocking the studio here. Let's go out, please.
I say, you know, Mr. Howard, I mean, after all, oh boy, that's not the proper way to spread the good neighbor policy, you know.
What's that?
I mean, you can't do it that way, telling people to stay out of Canada.
Are you too?
I mean, Canada is our ally, you know.
Yeah, look, please, all I'm trying to find out is the name of this animal. Look, it's a big, clumsy, big, bulky body it has. A large, shaggy head. Wobbles when it walks.
Now we're back to Miss McConnell again.
God.
Mr. Roberts, please.
Well, next, Mr. Howard, we have a very lovely young lady, Miss Dorothy Jarvis of the Cadet Nurse Corps.
Well, that is fun. Good evening, Miss Jarvis. This is indeed a pleasure, and thank you also for coming up. How do you feel, Miss Jarvis?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you.
Well, you certainly do look it. We're very glad to have you with us. How long have you been in the service?
A little over a year.
Well, congratulations to you.
I dare telling people to stay out of Canada.
I'm not going to speak to you again, Mr. Sheldon.
Hey, the people in Canada won't talk to you either.
Pay no attention to the experts, Miss Jarvis. We'll be putting them back in their playpens in a minute now. Where's your hometown, would you care to tell us?
Queens Village, New York.
Queens Village? Well, you're quite close.
That's not in Canada, Mr. Howard.
No, that's not in Canada.
Nice town, Queens Village.
Yes, it is.
Rather,
nice little hometown.
I know it well. They have a lot of beautiful things in that town.
They have?
Yes, but they've all got boyfriends.
What did you do before you entered the service?
I worked in the post office.
In Queens Village?
No, in Jamaica.
Oh, in Jamaica. That's close
That's right.
to Queens Village,
That's
I believe.
Right.
You worked in the post office in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't play post... No, you weren't.
Mr. Howard, you know, a funny thing, you're talking post offices. I mailed a letter this morning, you know, and it was raining, you see, so I put the stamps inside the envelope.
Oh, I see. That's a good thought.
I didn't want them to get wet.
No, I can see that.
Considerate.
Would be no good if they got wet.
I'm awfully quick, you know.
Yeah. Look, Miss Jarvis, pay no attention. What were your duties in the post office in Jamaica? You delivered...
I worked in the registry department.
Oh, registered letters, mm-hmm. Right. I see.
That's right.
Yeah, I've seen people, you put the stamps
That's
on
right.
the... on
Numbers.
The letters. Do you put the stamps on the letter before it comes in or after you get the... No, you couldn't do that. I'm all... Mick Lawton's got me that way. Pay no attention. We're very, very glad to have you with us. Would you reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us, please? Any question you get a hold of. And would you be kind enough to read the question?
How many 2-cent stamps are there in a dozen?
How many... That's a good question. It seems that's funny that you should pick a question like that being in the post office. Looks like it was a put-up job. Well, maybe it is. Let us get on here. How many stamps are there in a dozen?
Oh, that's an easy one. Give me a pencil, somebody, and I'll figure
it
out.
Oh, now, wait a minute. A pencil.
Thanks, Lou.
You don't want an adding machine, do you?
No. I can figure it out.
Just a pencil.
Just let me alone.
All right.
Why are you getting so sore about it all
the
time?
You don't need a pencil to figure that out.
I've got to have something to figure out with.
Okay. Use your head. Let's get on here with a question. Miss McNaughton, can you...
You boring me up.
Oh, yeah.
Boring me.
That's a pleasure. Mr. McNaughton, can you tell us how many 2-cent stamps are there in a dozen?
Rather, yes. Wholesale or retail?
Look, that doesn't make a bit of difference.
No?
Wait a minute. Miss McConnell, are you good at arithmetic?
Am I good at arithmetic?
Yeah.
Get him. Am I good at arithmetic?
Well, are you?
No.
Mr. Howard, you know, I'm very good at arithmetic, yes. When I went to school, I won a prize for arithmetic.
You won a prize for arithmetic?
Oh, yes, a lovely thing. Teacher asked me how much 2 times 20 was.
Yes, and what was your answer on the spur of the moment, Mr.?
Without thinking, I said 34.
Yes. You should have thought a little bit, because that's wrong.
I know, but I was closer to it than anyone else in the class.
And Mr. Sheldon, how are you making out there? Have you got the answer figured out yet?
Well, almost. Don't rush me now.
Oh, no. Take your time.
I've got 10 different answers here.
Oh, you're doing great.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing grand, yeah. If you give me time, I'll get more.
I see.
Which one would you like?
Which one would I like?
Yeah.
Which one do you like, Mr. Sheldon?
Oh, I like them all. They all look good to me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they all look good.
Fine. Well, suppose you pick me out the one that is right.
I haven't got to that one yet.
I haven't got to that.
That'll take a little more time.
Okay, let's get on.
I'm going to do it by algebra.
What's that?
I'm going to do it by algebra.
Yeah? You're taking a long cut, aren't you?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, you want to take a bus or something? Let's get on here. Mr. McNaughton, how much is 6 and 6?
Let's see. 6 and 6. 12.
6 and 6 are 12.
Oh, no. 6 and 6 can't be 12.
No, you're right, Mr. McNaughton.
8 and 4 are 12.
Fine. Look, Miss McConnell, next time you go out and buy a hat, will you kindly get one with a head in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, do that, will you, please? Look, Mr. Sheldon, are you still figuring?
Yeah, still figuring.
Yeah, I see.
Say, you know, in a minute I'll have a good 3-horse parlay.
Yeah.
Look, let's get on here. Imagine, I had to get 3 people who never went to school.
Oh, Mr. Howard, oh, no, I beg to differ. I went to school, old boy, and I
must have been doing a blackout. You what?
I'll never forget my school days. Well, I remember the day my teacher made me turn my face to the wall.
What happened?
Her garter broke.
Please, Mr. McNaughton, look. Let's try and get this answer for the young lady. The young lady was kind enough to come up here. So let's try and get the answer for her question.
Can't we go back to the Halloweeny?
Never mind the Halloweeny. How are you making out, Mr. Sheldon?
I got it.
Good. You mean you got the answer to the question?
Yeah. Buffalo, New York.
Thank you. looking over it.
I'd like to remind our listeners at this point that next week we're having as our special guest, Miss Shirley Booth.
Yes, I know. Because next Friday I'm having Shirley Booth for dinner.
You're having Shirley Booth for dinner?
Uh-huh.
I thought you were going to have roast beef.
Shirley Booth. Boy, do I love her. Oh, I wish I had my tuxedo. I'd wear it.
Where is it?
Oh, I loaned it to my cousin about a year ago.
No, you did?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you try and get it back?
Oh, I'm not going to dig him up just for that.
You don't have to. No, please. Now, folks, you know what we mean when we say...
One day as I was walking down the avenue, I met a funny fellow with a funny point of view. He didn't have a brain cell working in his head, but he was very happy, and this is what he said. It pays to be ignorant.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
It pays to be ignorant just like me. It's best not to know too much. Be a dope, your IQ shouldn't show too much. Your brain shouldn't grow too much. Wait and see. I took my girl to dinner. We had a wonderful feast. They had to give my girl the check because I couldn't read. So you see, it pays to be ignorant. Have no brain, be insane, just be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me.